Maybe you can talk a little bit about what Merkel cell is and what we know about it in terms of immunotherapy.
Yeah, I feel it's really interesting because it shows the tremendous benefit of immunotherapy. So Merkel cell is basically a neuroendocrine cell that's present in your skin. It's a receptor, it's a sensory receptor. And for reasons that we don't fully understand today, this Merkel cell polyomavirus, which is very prevalent in the United States, maybe 40% or 50% of the population has traces of Merkel cell polyomavirus, can randomly integrate into your Merkel cells in the skin. And then, depending on where exactly it integrates in your DNA, it can turn on cell proliferation and produce large T and small T antigen that's part of the Merkel cell polyomavirus. And then the large T antigen, predominantly, we think, drives continuing cell proliferation. And so that's about 80% of all Merkel cells. 20% of Merkel cells seems like it's just UV damage that causes the random disruption, I guess, of some tumor suppressor in your Merkel cells. And one of the amazing things is the high response rate with PD-1. It's like 40%, with avelumab, and I think 60% with pembrolizumab. Although the trials were done in different populations, I think avelumab was second line, pembrolizumab was first line. And the real response rate might be probably 30-40%, once these trials are done in a comparable population. Because most of the Merkel cell population is elderly, our previous chemotherapy for them has been etoposide and platinum, which is super toxic. I think being able to offer people, whether it's pembrolizumab or nivolumab or avelumab, either one of them, that's a huge advance. And many of these responses, just like in melanoma, are long-lasting. You're talking possible complete responses in some proportion of cases, years-long duration. I think that's an amazing thing.
What locations do you see these lesions?
There's two types of Merkel cells predominantly. One of them is in the sun-exposed skin, and a lot of them are in much older folks. And then there's a second class of Merkel cell that's in somewhat younger people, like 50s and 60s, and that seems to be on the buttocks. And not 100% sure why these different populations have different locations. But one of the interesting things that's turned out is that when you look at PD-L1 expression or when you look at Merkel cell polyomavirus versus negative patients in terms of their response to PD-1 drugs, doesn't seem to make any difference. So the virus positives, virus negatives, about the same response rate. PD-L1 also, again, many of these trials are small, so you're not talking hundreds of patients. So it could be that there could be some small difference in PD-L1 expression, but doesn't seem to make any difference whether you're virus positive or not or PD-L1 positive. It seems like the response rate is pretty equivalent in all these populations.
What's the typical clinical course? They present with a localized lesion that is excised surgically.
Yeah, it's like a red, it almost looks like a boil on your skin, but it's not painful. It's solid. It's not a white boil. It's a flesh-colored boil. Oftentimes, it's on your face or it's on your hands for most people, and it just grows rapidly. And oftentimes, presents with either just that primary lesion or with a regional lymph node. The previous treatment paradigm has been wide local excision, central lymph node biopsy, adjuvant radiation. Many of these lesions are very sensitive to radiation. And I guess the one difference between melanoma and Merkel cell is the melanoma is generally radio resistant, but Merkel cell, even in advanced cases, can be very radio sensitive. And we've had a couple of patients where they've had responses to PD-1, but then there's a residual tumor left behind somewhere. You radiate that tumor, and lo and behold, you have this abscopal kind of response, which at least I haven't seen a lot of abscopal responses myself in melanoma. But in Merkel cell, I have seen that with PD-1, that you radiate one tumor site and then everything just responds.
That's interesting. How often is local disease control a problem?
Merkel cell can be a problem with local disease. For reasons that are not totally clear, Merkel cell has a habit of metastasizing to the pancreas.
Wow.
We don't know what the biology there is, but it often presents as a very large pancreatic mass. And near there, there's a celiac artery. There's a possibility of having intra-abdominal DVTs. And so local and regional control can be a big problem in Merkel cell, and they're rapidly growing. So a lot of times you'll have surgery, and then when the patient is recovering, again, you'll see the Merkel cell lesions pop up.
Globally, what's the overall cure rate with Merkel, just with local therapy, with surgery?
I think it's high. It's about 50%. 50% is cured.
Anything other than the pancreatic mets that's characteristic in terms of metastatic disease? I've heard it said it's usually rapidly progressive. Is that your experience?
It's rapidly progressive. It has a different biology than melanoma. It doesn't tend to metastasize as much to the brain, from my personal experience, as melanoma does. And it's generally an older population that what I can see.